The six of the last, seven last words of Jesus on the cross is our Savior's declaration that his mission to pay for the penalty of our sin has been completely accomplished. In John chapter 19, verse 30, it says, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. When Jesus said, it is finished, the penalty of our sins has been completely paid to its fullness. From the first sin of the first sinner unto the last sin of the last sinner, the punishment required by God has been satisfied. Each time we commit sin, it should remind us of the punishment of Savior Jesus Christ took upon his body on the cross. But why is that we still sin? The crucifixion of Christ offers us three stages of salvation. First, believers are saved from the penalty of sin, which is hell. Second, believers are saved from the influence or power of sin, which is still ongoing, or salvation and progress. This influence of sin tempts us to disobey God. How can we experience freedom from the power or influence of sin? We need to submit Christ's Lordship. In the third stage of salvation is when believers are completely saved from the presence of sin. We only experience salvation of freedom from the presence of sin when Christ comes again to bring us to his heaven. Sin has no place in heaven. Sin has separated us from God. Christ's crucifixion brought us peace and reconciled us with God for us to have the privilege and live a life free of sin in heaven. It was prophesied in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 and 6, but he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. At one time, all of us have desired to follow our worldly ways and thoughts. God gave instruction on how to live godly life, but we choose to follow different directions. The reality TV show Survivor is interesting to watch on how contestants survive the challenges. The host of this reality TV show would give simple guidelines of what is allowed and what's not. Participants would innovate within the allowed guidelines. Similarly, God's commands are guidelines of how to live our life. We live our life creatively and inevitably as long as within the boundary God's decrees. But unlike the TV Survivor that has only few winners, all believers are winners in Christ. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for paying for the penalty of my sin. Please help me experience freedom from power of sin and look forward to be with you in heaven.